Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Monday morning. Well, an awful lot to get to. Obviously, the 76ers, it's a big day for them, as it is game two tonight. Now, look, we'll look back a lot at game one today and obviously preview what hopefully will be a bounce back for the Sixers. Great job by the Phils over the weekend, sweeping a dreadful Chicago White Sox team, and superb pitching by the Phillies. A lot of hitting as well. 3 days to the NFL draft. Look, it's all here. We'll do it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, bud.
Abe Lincoln let his cat eat at the dining room table, Joe.
How about that?
He also let his sons Tad and Willie keep rabbits and turkeys and goats and horses at the White House.
Well, that is, you had more
like
room.
Like a farm.
You had more room back then, man.
No, you really didn't. It was still the White House.
Yeah, I mean, but there weren't like...
You're saying like out back,
yeah,
there just
back
wasn't as much stuff?
Probably not. Like the West Wing, I don't think had been
I
built.
I didn't really think about
Oval
that
Office
part.
Didn't exist.
Yeah, like what else was going on around there? Like they probably could have had a few sheds.
Yeah, that exactly. That whole wing
with didn't animals.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my point.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's tackle...
But the cat was still eating at the table.
Very
which is
bizarre.
Weird.
Very bizarre fact. Yeah. All right, guys, let's tackle game two by looking back to game one. And again, great job by the Phils. I mean, we certainly want to have them squarely on the table as well. They really answered the bell against some horrible teams. And they did so in a way, I think, that, you know, as mid-April starts giving way to late April, there should be a good deal of confidence with the Phils right now. I mean, they look great. They're on the Braves. The Braves finally – by the way, the Braves kept winning themselves. Credit to them until yesterday when they finally lost the game. So the Phils are one game back of Atlanta. It really should set up for a great race this baseball season between the Phillies and the Braves for the division. So Phils squarely on the table, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the Sixers. So we'll tackle game two by looking back at game one. I will tell you this. I am remarkably conflicted by what I saw on Saturday night as it relates to what it means for the rest of the series. It's rare to see a Sixers team lose a game and have a major scare with their best player and come out feeling like kind of decent. But I got to tell you, I emerged from watching that game feeling kind of decent. But I also know, like, be careful here, Joe. Like, you only get four losses. They already had one of them. They already had a major Joel scare, which I frankly don't know if it was an injury or a scare, right? I mean, Joel didn't talk after the game. Nick Nurse talked yesterday and after the game. Sounds like Joel's okay. So, you know, I don't know if he, like, re-injured himself or just got really scared. And here's what I do know. The bad thing is that you had a Joel thing again. And then, obviously, he was lagging down the stretch. That was evident after an absolutely dominant, you know, first, you know, quarter of the game. And again, as I said, you lose and you only get four of them and you already got one of them in your back pocket and you don't like that. The good news is I thought the Knicks played out of their minds. I thought New York.
They did.
I mean, they had multiple players play way above their head. All right. So credit to them for doing that. But that's a hard thing to sustain. I love the way Joel dominated until the injury or injury scare. And I remain convinced the 76ers are just a better basketball team. Now, I don't want to sound phony, baloney, foolish here. And if you think I am, we'll take those calls at 215-592-9494. I lean toward more encourage than discourage. But again,
That's great.
I don't want to sound silly.
Out of touch. I agree with you.
Because the Sixers did lose the game. John, what are your thoughts? And again, everyone at 215-592-9494. John, where do you stand on what we saw and what it means?
Yeah, it's discouraging that we couldn't pull that out. But we should have been able to pull it out. Like, we were closer than I think a lot of people expected. Joel was able to do a lot more than a lot of people expected. But Joel can do a lot more than what he showed. And the Sixers are still okay. They can still win this series. Joel can lift the Sixers to excellence, but he can't do this if he approaches game two and forward with the same injured mindset that he had going into this game. You know, the mindset that he had, you're bringing doubt to this team. I'm not blaming you. You're in a tough spot. But I'm worried because your mindset is putting the team in a spot where it could lose this series. Your mindset needs to change. You've got to put it out of your mind. You know, don't let the opponent see you wince. But remember, this was 2 months ago that this thing was repaired. And as far as we know, it was repaired. You know, this is, you got to get it out of your head and play like you're fixed, because as far as we know, you are fixed. You had surgery. The doctors removed the offending flap of meniscus that was the problem. We need you to look fixed and believe you're fixed, Joel. It has been months. You are playing like you're not fixed, and you have had enough time to recover from the procedure that you had. It's time that you trust the knee, and I know that's the hardest part. It doesn't look like you're where you trust the knee. If you can get there, the sky is the limit for this team. You need to get to where you trust it. I was discouraged by how far away he was from trusting the knee, but I know he can still get to where he trusts the knee.
Right.
Because I believe the knee is fixed, because they told us the knee was fixed, and that procedure is one that I've had myself 4 times. So I think he can do this. I'm encouraged by the way that it looks.
4 different times?
Yeah. The meniscal
Different years?
Two different knees.
Yep.
2 different procedures.
Okay.
But the medial and lateral meniscus.
4 times.
Were both done. Well, on,
holy
on
mackerel.
2 separate occasions.
I understand.
My right knee and my left knee. Yeah. Medial and lateral meniscus both were scoped out.
Wow. Well, look, I'm fascinated where everyone stands on this whole thing at 215-592-9494. You know, we said last week, so goes Joel, so goes this series. I really do believe it's actually that simple. Now, do I wish Tobias Harris would stand up? I do. I do. I mean, it's a joke. All right, it's a total joke.
No, I actually hope he sits down
and
more.
I'm ticked
rather
that, yeah.
than stand up. I'm just not even going to try and bother with you, Buddy Hield campaign. You know, some blend,
but I'll
some
say
mixture
this.
Buddy of these
Hield's
guys.
Buddy Hield's got to stand up too.
Well, he needs more time. He needs more
you know
minutes.
What? Do something
they
with the minutes you get.
Get the minutes they needed. Campaign and Buddy. It was something crazy. Guys had like 13 and a half minutes combined.
Yeah, I think Buddy was like 11 and campaign was like 3 or something. Look, I know Tobias has to be played less. I know that. I think we all know that. And I'm ticked that Nick Nurse didn't know it before game. I really am. I thought Nick Nurse.
How do you let that just get away from you like that?
How about the ending of the game, too? We haven't talked about
disgraceful.
That. I mean, have you ever seen that? That was insane.
I have seen that. And every time I see that, James, you know what I think?
What are you doing?
That was really dumb.
Yeah. I mean,
so
it's crazy.
Let's just let the clock, you know, run out. And then there it is. There's 3 seconds left and the other team's shooting 2 free throws and the game's over. I mean, totally stupid. Okay, stupid. Here's the deal.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Tobias played the most minutes of any Sixer in the fourth quarter of that game.
I mean, it's unacceptable. And that's as unacceptable as it is on Tobias. I'm now at the point where it's unacceptable on Nick Nurse. Like, no more, dude, enough.
Right.
Like, I know you don't trust many other people, but you got to give somebody else a shot. I agree with John's assertion. That's got to be some combination of Buddy Hield and campaign, and probably like an extra 10 minutes for Batum. Like, I need to work Batum like a dog. I need to work him like a freaking mule who's going to die out there, but I got to try. I mean, I'm sorry to say it. Like, I need Batum to play 38 to 42 minutes. I just do. I know he's 37,000 years old.
That's
but
tough, man.
I need him to do it. I mean, I saw Kyle Lowry do it the other day. Like, I need Batum to do it. I need it. So that's it. No more. As it relates to Joel, you know, I agree with John. He clearly doesn't trust the knee. I will also say, though, like, you know, maybe he is still injured. I do worry about that knee buckle in game 81. I still think that was a factor. Like, I'll tell you this. At halftime, and Stephen A. was talking about this at halftime on the national broadcast. At halftime, now let me be clear. I went to the Phillies game. All right, I went to the Phillies game, so I did not watch the bulk of the Sixers game one live, which drove me nuts. It's a whole thing. We'll get into it. So, of course, I went back and rewatched the whole thing afterwards. All right, I saw the end of the game live. I saw, like, the last 5 minutes live, and then I went back and watched it. When I went back and watched it, as I was watching the game for the first time, at halftime, as Stephen A. was saying, basically, maybe they shouldn't play Joel, I was thinking maybe they shouldn't play Joel. Because I don't know that the knee is structurally sound. I tend to think it is. I tend to think that what we saw was a really scared athlete who felt something.
Trust.
You know, I tend to think that.
It's the trust thing. Have I talked to you about the crepitus term?
Yes.
This crepitus term is stuck in my head. They would talk to us about crepitus. You're going to feel crepitus in that joint,
yeah,
or whatever that is. When you open up a joint, when you surger something, It always feels a little bit different afterwards. And there's like clicking and popping and weird feelings that,
yep,
happen. Scary feelings happen with just a step. You could step out of bed the first step.
But
of
you
your
know
day,
what? But John, you
and
know,
it feels different, and that scares you.
Here's the thing, though. I hear you, but I'll tell you the thing that I keep coming back to that scares me. His knee buckled in game 81. And that's not a feeling of like he took a normal step and it looked normal, and he felt something in his brain. Like, his knee actually buckled. And so I don't know if he's, you know, in this re-injury mode, or as you're saying, John, just doesn't trust. I don't know. I do know this. In the fourth quarter, he did not have lift, you know, clearly. The jump shot, he was short, and they went to him an awful lot, and he couldn't give him the buckets they needed. And so we said it before.
Which makes a lot of sense when you're a guy who has played a lot less than everyone else on the court, and it's the fourth
quarter of a playoff game
when you've exerted yourself more than you realized that you were, because it's the playoffs and there's more emotions running high with every step.
This was one of the concerns before the playoffs started and going back a couple months. Like, would he be able to be ramped up enough? I think this game was a clear indication that the would he be able to be ramped enough up enough to win proved true, that he wasn't. Between not trusting his knee, maybe not being, you know, totally conditioned, and the shot ultimately falling flat in an otherwise close game down the stretch. Like, They lost this game.
But that doesn't mean he can't get
I agree with
to
you.
Where he needs to be.
I agree with you.
And he is close. And this team
he was
is close.
John.
Because, look, when they do what they did to Brunson, if they can continue to slow down Brunson the way that they did, and that give him props.
That's
that's some great defense. Then this team, a combination of players, not Tobias, but a combination of Buddy and Cam and whoever else you want to throw in there, we can win this series.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.